Welcome back to Kelly and Cassandra Live. I'm Cassandra Walker. And we are so excited. That's all right. You can chew those up. We are so excited because we're getting ready to go into our Getting Personal with Richard Jaffe. But before that, we wanted to ask you a little did you know. Kelly thinks she knows. She always thinks she knows. So I'm going to find out if she knows this.
Do you know?
Do you know, Kelly? Do you know that the average person falls asleep in 7 minutes?
Wow. Did you know lemons contain more sugar than strawberries?
I did not know that. Wait, lemons have sugar at all? I didn't realize that. They're so bitter.
That's what it says.
So I wonder if you eat a lemon before you go to sleep, if that has anything to do with anything.
Maybe it won't let us go to sleep in 7 minutes if we do that.
If I'm really tired, I can fall asleep in 7 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
To be honest. Seven minutes is a long time.
I wake up, I don't know where I am, who I am, where am I at.
Is that only when you're waking up?
Well, yeah. When I wake up, I'm like, oh.
That's the second time you missed a joke. Right on bed.
Wow.
So did you know? Anyway, we wanted to make sure we shared that with you. If you knew that the average person falls asleep in 7 minutes or that lemons contain more sugar than strawberries, and I have a great segue. Kelly, did you know that inner peace and happiness are right within your own soul?
Right here in me?
Right there.
I don't even need to go anywhere and
don't
get it?
Don't have to go anywhere. It goes with you everywhere you go.
Seriously?
That's what Richard Jaffe says.
Get him on the line.
Let's welcome to our Getting Personal a man who knows the ups and downs of life and has decided to find inner peace and happiness and show you how to do it as well. Please welcome Mr. Richard Jaffe. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cassandra. Thank you, Kelly, for inviting me on your show.
Hi, Richard. Your book is lovely.
Oh, thank you very much.
It even looks peaceful, Richard. And the name of your book is Inner Peace and Happiness, Reflections to Grow Your Soul. And it's a book of poetry, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, Richard, we'd like to introduce you to our listeners. Can you give us a little background about who you are, Richard, and what you do?
You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I've started 3 different companies. I've been very fortunate to have a lot of very good and smart people around me. I've taken 2 of them public and sold 1 to Coca-Cola and 1 to Kimberly-Clark. I'm a happily married man of 28 years. I have 3 great kids, and I'm very blessed in my life to have been at a point where I've been successful, and now I'm trying to go from success to significance.
Wow.
I find that success is what we create for ourselves, and significance is what we create for others. So I'm just trying to share my lessons in life and love and, you know, not give other people their answers, but show them what's worked for me.
I like that, Richard. And how are you doing with that? Do you find that people are catching on to your message?
I think they do. Everyone's at a different point in their life. And Cassandra, it's awful tough when you have young kids, you're running a business. There's so many drags on our time and energy. But, you know, I've been through a lot, having my ups and downs, and I've really been able to keep a good attitude. So I'm just trying to share how I've been able to stay happy. And as I engage people in conversations, they like it. And as people read my poetry book, many of them say, you know, they can't write poetry, but when they read some of my poetry, they feel like it applies to them, and that makes me feel good.
Sure. Now, Richard, you've been married for 28 years, which is awesome. Did you find that you found this inner peace and this happiness in your soul? Is that what made you successful, or did you find this later on in life through your trials and tribulations and then putting your words down? Did you always write poetry to your wife, or did this come later on?
Well, I actually have been very blessed. I grew up with great parents and a great family, and there's a poem in the book called Eternal Happiness, one of my favorites, and I wrote that when I was, like, in my mid-20s. So I think I'm an old soul. So, I mean, I think I've been happy and for a while, and though I've had my ups and downs, I continue to work on it, and when I lose it, I work to get it back. I realize that nobody else can make me happy, and all of my answers are within myself. And so I've shared it with my wife, and the book is 30 years of writing things that have moved me. The book goes into looking for love, lost love, found love, you know, love and death, family love. So, I mean, it's just really a chronicle of my lessons. And I think we're all responsible for our own happiness. Nobody else can give it to us. Otherwise, when they leave, they take it away. Mm. I've been pretty dependent on myself to continue to explore it, and I'm continuing to learn.
And Richard, you know, you're in a very unique position in that you're co-owner of the Phoenix Suns, and very few people can say that they're in that network. Do you ever use some of your writings to inspire the people that are in that group, whether it be the colleagues or even the players? Because I know that being an NBA player, I don't know this personally, but it seems to be they're under a lot of pressure because they're on television, a lot is expected of them, and inner peace and happiness could probably be very helpful to them. Have you ever shared your works with any of them?
I have, and everyone's different. I mean, the NBA owners, players are all people. individuals. Some take to it and some don't. I think at different points of our life, different things matter. In fact, as I ask people which are their favorite poems, I'm always surprised because it's always a different one depending upon where people are in their life. So, yes, I've shared it with our general partner, Robert Sarver, who I know many years, and some of the newer owners. You know, and everyone takes it a little differently. Many of the women, I would honestly say, really gravitate to and understand a lot more. Sometimes some of the men do, and some of the men, it's a little soft for them.
Do you think that you find, you said that each will pick a different poem, kind of depending on where they are in their life. Do you find doing what you do that the younger age, the middle age, and the getting older tend to kind of be in the same group? Do you think it takes us a while to figure it out?
Well, I don't think we ever figure it out.
That's true.
I don't profess to have your answers or your listeners' answers.
Okay.
But what I can share is really hope for people that there is a way to inner peace and happiness, you know, and it starts with loving ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to ask me, okay, what are the steps to inner peace and happiness? Really, the first step is loving myself. And what that really means is accepting myself for who I really am. And that's loving things about myself I can't change.
And, Richard, that's hard. That's the hardest thing we probably have to do is to learn to love ourselves.
It's easy, but I'm saying here's how we do it.
Yeah.
And living this, the values I aspire. And the second thing, which is really important, Kelly Cassandra, is being my own best friend. And that means being grateful for what I have instead of what I don't have. It's about telling myself how much I love myself as well as telling other people. And just living in the present. I mean, it's so important. It's not easy. And happiness and inner peace come and go. We've got to continue to stay in the present to really stay happy.
You know, Richard, you have so much to say in your book, and the fact that you can just turn to any poem and find something for the day is what I really like. It's kind of like when people do devotions every day. When we come back, I would like you to share a couple of your poems with us, and we're going to talk to you a little bit more about some things that you've put in place to help you to be successful, as well as maybe some closing thoughts on what people can do to find that inner peace and happiness. So if you'll stay with us, Richard, we'll be right back after the break, and we're going to talk some more with you.
Thanks, Richard. We'll talk to you in a minute.
You're listening to 1380 The Woman, St. Louis's only all-woman talk radio station.